Welcome to Flowcast by Trillium Flow Technologies, a podcast sharing expertise and insights on engineered valves, pumps, and actuators across power, oil and gas, general industry, and water and wastewater sectors. Tune in and experience the performance engineered difference.
Hello and welcome to Flowcast, a podcast brought to you by Trillium Flow Technologies. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Today, we are talking about innovations in the water market. According to recent statistics from worldvision.org, while the number of people lacking access to clean water has fallen from more than a billion in 2000 to 703 million in 2022, that's still an extraordinary amount of people, actually one in 10 on the planet. So clearly all things related to the water market are paramount from a global perspective. We have a great guest for this conversation today, talking about innovations in the water market. Paolo Bandoni is Market Director, Middle East Water and Power, Trillium Flow Technologies. Paolo, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much to you.
Before we get started, Paolo, can I ask you to give us a brief bio if you can, please?
Okay, very shortly, I'm working for a thermomechanical pump that has been acquired by Trillium Flow Technologies 3 years ago. And I'm working as a director in the water market in the Middle East area, especially Saudi Arabia and the UAE.
Wonderful. And we talked about the importance of the water market at the start of the podcast. So let's start here. Could you give us an overview of the current challenges in global water management?
Water is commonly known by everybody, is increasingly becoming a priority policy issue. Today, everyone is concerned about the potential water scarcity in the face of increasing, mainly the population-driven water demands and its consequences in our energy and food production. Although global water scarcity can be to many factors like poor management, conflict in the world, water contamination, it's very clear that climate change as well as human factors are increasingly denying children their right to safe water and sanitation. In recent decades, the percentage increase in the water use in a global scale, for example, has exceeded twice that of the population. And by 2050, seems that we will have to feed and provide an additional number of 2.5 billion people.
And with that increase, Paolo, of the urgency to get water to more people and do it efficiently, what are the key factors driving innovation across the water industry?
Okay, the key factor mainly market and competition. Market can reveal easily information about the cost and the value. Competition drives, as per my opinion, firms to better understand what their customer want and deliver to their customer.
What are some emerging trends in water treatment technologies?
There are many trends in water treatment today. I can mention the most important, like digital water management, wastewater processing, flood prevention, innovative materials, and finally, desalination.
So we're hearing so much about digitalization in so many fields and industries, but how is digitalization impacting water management practices today?
It's clear that nowadays water utilities are facing a host of challenges, and the modern technology offers the way masterizing these challenges and minimize cost to boot if implemented currently.
In that same vein, let me ask you about Internet of Things, because, you know, technology, as it's changing, it really has made such an impact on this industry specifically. So what impact is IoT having on pump and valve monitoring and control?
Internet of Things, IoT, is having a big impact. For example, by connecting pumps and valves to the network of sensors and devices, IoT enables real-time monitoring, remote control, and finally predictive maintenance. For example, IoT enables pumps, temperature, pressure, flow rate, to a central control system. And then there will be the management of these variables to optimize the system.
And you mentioned predictive maintenance because it really is so important to be able to get ahead of things before they even happen. And the more we can help to prevent from going wrong down the road, the better we will be. So how is predictive maintenance changing the landscape of water infrastructure management?
Yeah, this is another important factor. Before we were mentioning how much water we are losing by means of failures of equipment or pipings in the network. By means of predictive maintenance, we can have an early warning of equipment issues up to months before, and also has a beneficial impact on the operational sustainability. Advanced warning of potential faults result in fewer breakdown, as well as reduced planned maintenance or unplanned downtime.
So you mentioned sustainability, and you think of conservation and energy and all important things, especially when it comes to how things are worked in with technology and water treatment. So can you discuss just how important energy efficiency is in water treatment processes?
The importance of the energy efficiency is in few words, that in the water sector system, increasing the energy efficiency means reducing operating cost, reducing the CO2 emission in the atmosphere, and can give us the chance to also optimize the plant environment footprint.
And what are the latest innovations in wastewater treatment?
Latest innovation in the wastewater treatment, there are many innovations because people are studying very much, but I can mention, for example, solar technology, desalination, mainly seawater reverse osmosis membrane, MSF, multi-flash thermal distillation, advanced filtration, nanotechnology, and nanofiltration that give us the chance to obtain water without eliminating all the minerals. That is doing desalination by membranes process doing.
And it really is exciting to see where this technology is taking us. And let's talk about specifically, how are Trillium's technologies contributing to wastewater management?
Yeah, Trillium Technologies is working a lot in improvement of the hydraulic and mechanical design of our pumps to have a better energy efficiency. And as I said, less pollution, less CO2 emission in the atmosphere. And then we have a system that we call a Cyclops that can give us the remote monitoring of the installed supplied pumps, enabling to have, as I said also before, predictive, preventive, and in case, corrective maintenance of the installed equipment.
And sometimes it's not just the quality of water that we're worried about, but just having water in certain places at all. So how are companies like Trillium addressing water scarcity through technological advancements?
A water scarcity mega infrastructure project across numerous sub-projects. We have in our portfolio vertical volute pumps, like the one installed in India in Sardar Sarovar project, with 26 concrete volute pumps each one, pumping 1,476,000 cubic meter per hour, that is equivalent of 6.5 million GPM of water. The water access by means of vertical line shaft pumps, specially designed for flood control application, are activated only in case of need. In case of, for example, heavy rainfalls, causes flooding as a river or streams burst their bank, that are based in the forecast by international panel are becoming more and more in the future. And for example, here in Italy, we are facing every year. Water transfer with our horizontally split casing pumps that are among the world's largest double suction split case pumps, transporting drinking water from the dry side to the wet side. For example, we have huge pumps installed in Saudi Arabia, pumping biggest transmission systems, pumping the water from the Red Sea to the main cities where they need the water.
What advancements are being made in desalination technologies?
In desalination, many advancement has been done in the recent past. For example, we have now technology of advanced pressure exchanger based on energy recovery system, very high efficiency reverse osmosis membrane elements, innovative membrane vessel configuration, and finally, high recovery reverse osmosis system.
How is desalination technology evolving to address water scarcity?
I think that even under optimistic climate scenarios, by 2050, water scarcity will put more and more countries worldwide in position not to have a drop of water to drink. A future without desalination for many of these countries, like North Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, and the Middle East, it would be almost impossible if you think how much of this country wasting all the water coming from the rainforest. There are, it's true, alternative ways of sourcing fresh water, such as artificially inducing rain through cloud seeding, harvesting water from fog, transporting iceberg from arid to arid region and water reuse. But I think that always technology and especially desalination must be widely used.
And we're talking about a lot of moving parts and entities coming together with all of this. How do Trillium's high pressure pumps enhance the efficiency of desalination plants?
Trillium high pressure pumps are designed to have a very high hydraulic efficiency and therefore low energy consumption that, as already said before, associated to a more sustainable behavior towards the environment. Material highly resistant to corrosion and erosion phenomena in the presence of seawater and therefore a lower maintenance cost. Fewer pumps needed to fluorate the wide range of performances available among our Trillium product, in the sense that we suggested to our customer, and we are the only one of the few can do this, make a lower investment using less pump to pump the same quantity of water with higher efficiency. This is due to the large database on hydraulics that we have and that we can choose.
We've talked about the mechanical aspects here, technological aspects, but what role do government regulations play in promoting water innovation?
Government are tasked with developing and maintaining the infrastructure to ensure that water services are delivered amongst other services. There are ways to save water and prevent water scarcity, having a sustainable water management, improving water infrastructure as a priority, reclaimed water pollution control and better sewage treatment, and then finally, awareness and education of the people.
And education is so key, and one of the reasons we're doing this podcast right now. How is Trillium Flow Technologies adapting to the increasing demand for sustainable solutions?
Pumps are among the main responsible for electric energy consumption on the plant. Therefore, even a slight efficiency improvement, let's say 1%, can be effective in contrasting the growth of the global greenhouse gas emission. For this reason, Trillium Flow Technologies is working to propose in the market a new generation of centrifugal pumps with the redesigned hydraulic part, impeller and casing, improving the flow guidance inside the vanes, for example, having higher efficiency higher performances, and the same keeping unchanged the required, for example, NPSH parameters, and also respecting all the geometrical constraints of the corresponded conventional design in order to allow the retrofit of all the equipment and not to waste the old one.
As we're wrapping up here, looking ahead, what are the future prospects for water management technologies and how might they reshape the industry?
Digital transformation will become an essential tool to address the challenge of integrated water resources. Analyzing data, identifying trends, and applying technologies such as big data, machine learning, and artificial intelligence are pivotal elements in the new era of water management.
Paolo Bondoni, Market Director, Middle East Water and Power, Trillium Flow Technologies. Paolo, thank you so much for your time, for the conversation. There's a lot happening, a lot that still needs to happen. And we talked about some really amazing things with technology and the advancements, and of course, the innovation in the world water market. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you to you. It was an honor for me to be here.
And I want to thank all of you for listening to Flowcast, a podcast brought to you by Trillium Flow Technologies. And of course, you can visit Trillium's website, trilliumflow.com, for more information there. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.